Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the tentatively titled Keep Calm and Read On show. I'm your host, Danielle, here for this vodcast where I talk about books while playing video games or doing something on the screen. Who knows, right? And that was awkward. So today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite books titled The Price of Salt / Carol by Patricia Highsmith. So the book does have two titles. The original title is The Price of Salt. It was, I believe, renamed Carol, but there are still books sold that outright say The Price of Salt. But it was made into a feature film, I believe, last year, 2015, or maybe it was 2014. I'm not quite sure because I didn't see it when it came out, but it is most commonly known as Carol, and the film stars Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara, two actresses that I actually really love and are just fantastic in the roles. Cate Blanchett plays Carol, and Rooney Mara plays Therese. So, as a precursor, I'll say how I heard of this book / film. I mean, I heard of it kind of a while ago, to be honest, but it was always one of those books that I sort of stayed away from. I just had no interest in reading it and always sort of put it on the sidelines. However, when it was made into a movie, I actually thought, and this happens a lot with me, I found the trailer to be very intriguing and it looked really good. So I thought, well, I better pick up this book because people were loving the film. Again, because I didn't see it when it came out, so I listened to a ton of podcasts that were spoiler-free that talked about the film and talked about how much they loved it, so I was like, I need to pick up this book. I have a feeling I'm gonna love it. And quite frankly, I did. I did love this book. It's funny because there are books out there that I've picked up and I've thought, I feel like this is gonna be a favorite. I just know I'm gonna love it. And this was one of them, and it was so fantastic, so good. The first chapter is just brilliant. The first chapter is probably my favorite chapter of the book, to be honest, because it's such a wonderful, beautiful opening. It's written so well. I love it so much. So let's talk about why I love it, and I will talk about the film a little bit. I will say that I do love the film. However, I didn't love it as much as most people do love it, and I want to talk about why. As I've said in all of my shows thus far, here's a spoiler warning. I haven't said that, actually. But here's a spoiler warning, and this episode, every episode, is my opinion. And so you don't have to agree with me on what I say. I actually encourage, if you don't agree with me, to write your thoughts in the comments section, and let's have a healthy discussion about books. Alright, let's do it. So let's first talk about the writing of this book. It is amazing, okay? It's fantastic. It really grabs you and just, it holds on to you for the entire novel. It's the best way I can say it. One thing I noticed while reading it is that the book relies heavily on the narration, which is something I typically enjoy. You're very much dependent on the descriptions that the author is giving you. The dialogue is very scarce, to put it lightly, and that's not a bad thing whatsoever, but it's definitely more narration heavy, and Therefore it gives the author plenty of opportunity to show off her chops, and just everything she writes is just gorgeous. And like I said, the first chapter alone, I'm telling you, I have to tell you my experience reading that. I was in a town called Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You might have heard of it because it's where a lot of Amish people live. And typically my family will go up there, like my mom and grandma and I will go up once or twice a year because there's outlets there. My mom loves outlet shopping. And I love it there because it's just, usually the weather is very peaceful there. It's very relaxing. One thing I personally like to do is read in the car. And so when my family goes to Lancaster, I will sit in the car with the windows open and just read or write. And it's so peaceful and wonderful. And we went up on a spring day earlier this year, and I was sitting in the car, and the warm weather had just returned, and the sun was shining in, and it was just so relaxing, and I read this first chapter, and I felt like I hadn't read a book as amazing as this in a really long time, and it just... the best feeling filled up inside of me. You know that feeling as a reader when you pick up this book and you just know right away that it's going to be a favorite. And this book, it was just so powerful. And I can't even explain how. That's the thing. It's just, it basically is about Therese and her first day, or maybe not her first day, but her beginning days working at this department store. And it felt very classic. It felt very intimate, and it was just really good. The writing's just amazing. Now onto the characters. I mean, I love the characters. The book, I mean, really focuses on the main two, which is Carol and Therese. Therese being our main protagonist. They're both very fleshed out and very rich, and, you know, they come to the relationship with one another with a different baggage and weight, and... I think what I love most is Therese's character arc, which I won't spoil that. What I loved most about the characters is how, like, so one reason that I've actually stayed away from books that have to do with LGBT issues, and not that this really deals with that, but it is an LGBT story, it is a lesbian romance. The reason I've stayed away from that stuff is because I often find that it's very one-dimensional, and... in the past, when I've encountered these types of stories, I've often been turned off by them because they don't possess the quality that I've noticed in stories that usually are about straight characters. And that's nothing against LGBT characters. I would love to read more stories about LGBT characters. However, me personally, I am a literary snob, and I want to read a good book. And I can't really set that aside for the subject. And I have set that aside for the subject sometimes. And I'm like, wow, I just read a really bad book. So when I came to this book, it was just so fresh and so engaging and such a relief to finally get a book about a lesbian romance that was authentic and so real and treated the characters like characters and not their sexuality, you know? It gave them a romance because they were falling in love. It gave us a love story, and that was all it was. And it had no political agenda. It was just this beautiful story between two women, this beautiful love story. And that, to me, is just the biggest accomplishment of this text is how it gives us two women falling in love and doesn't make it about the fact that they are lesbians, but just love is love, and that's it, and that's all you need to know. And all you need to know that is because of the way these characters interact with one another. It is just beautiful and a real accomplishment. Let's talk about the dialogue. As I said, it's very scarce. So because it's scarce, really it's used sparingly, and whenever it is used, it has to matter, right? So one of my favorite lines is at the end, and I wrote this down, at the end of chapter 6, where Carol says to Therese that she's flung out of space. I just think that's such a beautiful, romantic line. It's just, it's beautiful. And here's the thing, and I'm going to throw... there's a book that a lot of people love that I really don't, and I'm going to throw the title out there, okay? And I'm sorry. The Fault in Our Stars. This book, I can't stand it. And the one thing I hate about it is that there's so much dialogue that's very cliche and very inauthentic, if that's the right word. I find that it throws out pretty statements because they are pretty and smart, but they really hold no weight and only exist to make the characters seem kind of brilliant. But it doesn't really show us that they're brilliant, you know? And with Carol, which obviously is in a completely different genre, but I tend to look at books as books and not keep them in a box because of their genre. The characters talk little, but it is clear what they want to say to each other and what they want to be with each other. There's no heavy-handed dialogue. There's no having the characters say certain things to appear to fit like a certain demographic or something. The text is just authentic, and the things that they say to one another, like, one thing I love about this book is that a lot of times in relationships, sometimes you don't really say much to a person that you maybe are attracted to, you just want to be with them. And we see that so much in this book, where the characters say little to one another, and they really don't even have that much in common, but they just like the company of one another, and that to me is such a strong and powerful message, and such a powerful, something that can resonate with everybody, I think, who's ever been infatuated and fallen in love with somebody. It's definitely, like I said, the dialogue is scarce, but it's used toward its importance, and really silence speaks volumes. And finally, the plot was very good. Patricia Highsmith is known for writing, I believe, crime fiction, I believe. I've never read anything else by her, which will change soon. She does include some sort of elements to her typical genre writing, where she has, and this is a spoiler, sort of, where she has a guy following the couple when they go on their little trip. It's just seemed a little out of place, but, you know, that's one minor complaint I have for the book that I essentially love. I loved the depiction, again, I've said this, of Therese and Carol falling in love. I loved the setting, like, that it's in, and because I'm pretty sure it's 1950s New York, and, you know, them falling in love in a society that frowns upon that. I loved the tension that went on. And again, this book was so subtle with what it had to say, where it doesn't actually say, you know, you don't need to know that people don't approve of this. You already know, and Therese is dealing with that, and it's a big tension. The pacing was excellent, and this is a spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this, maybe fast forward a few 10, 20 seconds, 30. A lot of LGBT romances will end with a sad ending, you know, particularly, especially when it comes to women and lesbian romance. I just read A Single Man, a book I also really love, and spoiler, the guy dies in the end, and it's very sad, and, you know, this is not the first time where we have a book about characters who are LGBT, and they either willingly die or they die at the end, and we get a very sad, depressing ending. And it's not that those endings are bad. I think, you know, with The Single Man, it was a very tragic and beautiful ending, very kind of Greek. But I think with sometimes you just want there to be a happy ending for these characters that don't ever really get happy endings in literature. And in Carol, we get a happy ending. The two characters, it's basically implied, end up together. And that is the best thing you could ask for from this text, is that everything built up to the climax of them ending up together. And it's beautiful, and I love it. So I want to quickly touch on the film before I end this episode. I want to talk quickly about the characters and the acting. I'll talk about the plot, and then I'll talk about the score. So once again, I really did love this film, but there were issues I had with it. I really hoped to love it, and I did. I think the acting was amazing. It was just on point, so good. You know, the cinematography was amazing. It was just, oh, so beautiful, and I loved it. And the score, I'm just gonna talk about that now. It was haunting, and it was beautiful. I loved listening to it. That being said, I kind of feel like they turned Carol into a manic pixie dream girl, especially with, like, they made her more of a main character in this, so they gave us scenes from her perspective, where in the book it was all from Therese's perspective, and it was really Therese's story, even though it was titled Carol, because really Carol is the person who awakened Therese, her true desires. I think removing Therese as that main central character lessens the impact for me that you feel at the end of her character growth, because really the book, it is about their relationship and them falling in love, but really it is about a young woman finding herself and coming to terms with herself and becoming more confident in herself. And that's not really, when you bring Carol to the forefront and make her a main character, that suddenly is no longer the focus. And I think that created a few problems in the film. Not many, because again, I really liked the film, but just it sort of bothered me. And again, Carol became, like I said, a manic pixie dream girl. She was sort of this, like, not flighty, but very sort of, I don't know, she just sort of bothered me. Again, the actresses do an amazing job. One thing I also didn't love was that Therese was changed to a photographer versus a stage designer. I think stage designer is very unique and very different, and photography, while I love photography, it's used a lot in film and television. I'm thinking right now of Stranger Things, like we have the photographer, Jonathan. It's used so often in storytelling, and it's not a bad thing, it's just it's overused. And I think that this film had an opportunity to give us something unique, and they just went with this cliche role. And again, that lessens Therese's character. I think Therese is much better than that. And so, once again, movie. Ugh. Another thing I hated is the whole speech Carol gave at the end. It was very cliche. It was very Hollywood. I did not like it. What the movie had going for it, it sort of took it away, and I was very sad. But again, those are just some things I didn't like. I still really enjoyed the movie. And one of my favorite line readings, I think it's when Carol is asking Therese to get back together, I forget. And Therese, Rooney Mara's line reading is just incredible. She says, "I don't think so." It's just, it's so good.
Would you? Oh, I don't think so.
Kate Blanchett, you know, I've recently become a big fan of her. You know, I saw her in Cinderella, a movie I enjoyed much more in the theaters, and then when I watched it in Blu-ray, I was like, I don't think I like this anymore. But Rooney Mara is an actress that, I don't know why, but I've seen a ton of her movies, and it's never been outright to see her in a movie. Like, she's been in Her, The Social Network, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She's been in a ton of stuff. Oh, Dare, she was in, which I don't like that movie, but it's like, she's been in so many roles, and I've never really shown my appreciation of how amazing she is. She is a badass. She is such a good actress. Probably one of my favorites, to be honest. She did a great job. Both of them were amazing. In terms of the plot wasn't really altered much in the film. It seemed to move a bit faster. Again, I felt the plot moved sort of slowly in the books. Like, it was like a slow burn, which I liked, so that was kind of weird. And, like I said, inserted some cliches that Therese is the misunderstood photographer who's naive but secretly brilliant, and Carol is the manic pixie dream girl who makes speeches about them not being bad people. Those are my thoughts on Carol, so if you disagree with me in any way, shape, or form, leave a comment and let me know your thoughts on Carol, because I would really love to hear them and have a discussion about this amazing work of fiction. So with that being said, I will talk to you all later. If you would like to see more from me, please visit my blog, www.keepcalmreadonblog.com. And remember, having fun isn't hard when you have a library card. See you guys later.